Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. I am so excited to share the upcoming Anamkara retreat in Spain this October, hosted by myself, Fulcherna, and Pauline. Anamkara is Irish for soul friend. We have within us all a sanctuary of stillness and peace. Mayra, Fulcherna, August Pauline have a wealth of experience between them, and we are thrilled to team up to offer you a 6-day Anamkara retreat to make sustainable improvements in your physical health and emotional well-being. A meeting of the heart and soul in a safe, supportive environment designed to help you still the noise of your mind and slow down. Explore, energize, and escape in the mountains of the Granada area, Spain. Deep and powerful relaxations every evening with yoga nidra, morning yoga, guided walks, lake swims, breath workshops, and opportunities for learning and doing something new. You choose what you want to attend. We know there will be many moments to make you smile and your heart sing. If this is something you are keen on joining, there is all the details in the show notes to sign up. Welcome back to the Wild Expansion Podcast. We're going to talk about a rat fantasy land to start this podcast. And you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with anything to do about bettering myself or wildly expanding into my full potential? But believe it or not, this experiment is crazy and it teaches us so much about ourselves. So researchers were trying to figure out what causes addiction. So they used rats for this experiment. And what they did is that they isolated rats into a cage. They provided two different types of water. One was normal water. The other water was dosed with heroin. And the isolated rats that were in this cage were all lonely and isolated and chose to drink the heroin-filled water, and they overdosed and died. So then the researchers decided, why not create this absolute fantasy theme park land for the rats? So in this, there were other friends, male and female, for the rats to socialize with. There was lovely living conditions. There was light, like it was a really nice area for the rats to roam around in, essentially. And they offered the rats the same option to have either the heroin induced water and overdose and die, or else just take the normal water. And what ended up happening is that the rats that were in this amazing park decided not to drink the heroin induced water, and they reproduced and they were happy and they weren't addicted to the heroin. And this teaches us so much about addiction, because, you know, we all can get addicted to negative thinking, technology, whatever, but addiction is a result from isolating ourselves. And the moment we bring ourselves back into community and having a close network of like a soul tribe, soul family, whenever we really work on developing relationships with others, it prevents us from getting addicted to our negative thoughts and becoming depressed. So if you ever notice yourself like starting to isolate yourself, which we often do, I know I definitely do, especially like whenever it's coming up to my time of the month, I do feel poorly, I do feel down, and that's just a result of isolating myself. And in order for us to really feel our best, it's just really important that we make the effort to reach out and connect with others and be vulnerable. Personally, this is something I have really worked on, like having lots of human connections. Not really lots of human connections, but I mean like really deep connections with people in my life that I really resonate with. And I feel like I've got to a stage in my life where I have an incredible tribe of people around me, like a soul tribe, in my friends, in my family, in my co-workers. I feel so, so blessed. And I want to share with you some tips that I have taken to get here. I want to also share that, like, no matter how far you are on your human experience journey, it's inevitable that life is full of pleasure and pain. We all have an Achilles heel. We all have something that we're struggling with, and that's just part of life. But it's just about learning techniques to how to deal with your Achilles heel, with your pain points, to help, you know, make this life experience more enjoyable. And for me, like, human connection has been the biggest game changer in alleviating the pain in my life. And the Rat Park experiment proves that this is the case for all of us. We need each other. At the end of the day, like, we're all just walking each other home, and nobody has their shit together. No one has it all figured out. But we all just need each other to be happy. And one thing also I just love about, like, meditation and working towards that state of enlightenment and self-awareness is that pain comes, pleasure comes, and we're just the observer. We are not our pain, we are not our pleasure. We're just observing the emotion that passes. I know that sounds deep, but after this podcast, maybe you can spend some time really thinking about that, how, you know, all these fleeting emotions can enter into your mind and your body, but they're all fleeting, and this too shall pass. Okay, so back to some tips now on how to develop your soul family, you know, find your tribe and develop close connections. Number one, decide what you want your values to be. So we're all on this planet for a short amount of time. We can either ignore the fact that life is temporary, or we can accept it. And by accepting it, we can really think about, right, what do I want my legacy to be? What do I want my values to be? For me, my values are to not be judgmental towards anyone and myself. I value fun. I value honesty. I value courage, vulnerability, love, and truth. So I invite you to pause this podcast, write down on the top of a page, what are my values, and just see what comes to your mind and what really resonates with you. And just write down 4 or 5 words. Step 2, decide that you are willing to risk it all, to stand up for your values, and let them be your legacy. So commit each day to showing up as your true self and risk losing it all. Whenever I first made this commitment to myself, I was in the middle of university. My friends and I all loved to party. My family all thought I was a party goer, and honestly, I didn't know who I was. But I made a commitment to myself there and then that I'm going to be vulnerable and speak my truth. I thought everyone would think I was away with the fairies, but I was willing to be seen as crazy because I just had to be vulnerable. I had to be myself, because it's so much energy to, you know, pretend you're someone else and tiptoe around and put on a mask and be someone who you think people want you to be. But I committed to being just my full authentic self. And honestly, I thought all my friends and family would abandon me and I would just be left on my own. But as long as I was true to myself, I thought I'd rather be alone by myself than be fake with other people. So I just decided that I am willing to risk it all. And that's something you need to decide. Like, as humans, we're always evolving. And even if you're scared right now thinking, oh my goodness, like these are my values, but my friends and family all know me to be like this certain way. It's like, you know, the party goer, the life of the party, but really I'm a deep thinker. I'm nervous what they're gonna think of me. But the moment you like really decide to step into your power, honestly, people are gonna love it and you are gonna help give them permission so that they feel like they can do the same. And what actually happened in my life is that my relationships with my friends and family have gotten so much deeper and stronger, and I am there for them a lot more. I'm more helpful, I'm a better friend, I'm a better sibling, daughter, whatever. So, you know, it is a courageous act to decide to live by your truth and your values and be vulnerable, speak your truth, but you will be so rewarded, even though it's so scary and you think everyone is going to just leave you and think you're away with the fairies. I promise you. So step three of how to find your soul tribe and develop close connections is to speak your truth. Say what you want to say as long as it is aligned with your values. If people gossip, try to say nothing as it doesn't align with your values. So if you're with people, right, and they're talking and you feel uncomfortable, just ask yourself in your mind, like, is this aligned with my values? And if it's not, just don't say anything to the conversation. And if someone asks for my opinion on like a gossiping topic, I just say, oh, that's interesting, and I'll just try and change the conversation. But we're all human. Like, sometimes I do get caught up on gossip, guilty, like, you know, nobody's perfect, but I'm certainly not gossiping as much as I could be. I just try to avoid it, but sometimes I do fall from grace and I will do it. But a lot of the time I try not to. So another tip, step four on calling in your soul tribe, is whenever you meet someone, have eye contact with them and smile at them. And just notice how your energy feels around that person. Like, whenever you give a smile to someone and they smile back, it's like it disarms them and you. So there's no more pretenses or falseness. Like, whenever you smile, it literally lets down all the armor and the barriers so that you have that soul connection. And eye contact is so important. Like, really holding eye contact and, you know, nodding your head as you listen to them. Really listening to what others have to say. I think listening is so underrated, and there's so much we can learn through listening. So listen to others, and you don't have to offer them help. You can if you want, but you can listen for their problems and see if you can help them. And if not, you can just like empathize with them. Like, you know, I can't imagine how frustrating that must be. So whenever I meet new people, I like to ask them the following questions. I like to ask people, like, what do you do for fun? What is something you're excited about now? Just find out what the people are passionate about and ask them more about that, because you never know what you're going to learn. And whenever you're listening to people, just notice, like, what does it say about the person? So maybe this person's really resilient and you can say, wow, like, I really admire how resilient you are. So like complimenting people as well, like just being like, wow, like that's incredible that you articulate things so well, or that's incredible that you are so courageous. I think it's so important to compliment people, because often we are our own worst enemies and we have that like little negative voice in all of our own heads. So if you can say something nice to someone else, it can really like make their day. People don't forget what you said. Sorry, people forget what you said, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So try and make people feel good. People feel good if they feel seen and heard. So by giving them that eye contact, the nodding of the head, the smile, the asking questions, the listening, that makes people feel seen and heard and significant, and that makes them feel good. And then they'll want to spend more time with you, which is really, really nice. Even like in your morning meditation, you can just sit in stillness and just send love to your partner, your friends, your family, your neighbours, your co-workers, and just notice how that makes you feel. Whenever we sit in meditation and just send love and like forgiveness to others, it honestly expands our heart and makes us feel amazing. It's actually like the art of giving love that makes us feel good. It's not receiving love. Well, both are, but like giving love is where the real magic is. And you can be anonymous, like spreading this loving energy. Like for instance, last week I decided to buy flowers in the shop, and I got up early in the morning before all my neighbours on the street went away to work, and wrote them a little note just saying, you know, have a great day, and left them a flower in their windshield wiper. And that was like anonymous, but it made me feel really good just knowing, you know, this could help make somebody's day. You never know what someone's going through. Maybe they just need a little boost. One other really important thing is that, like, yes, in your path, we're all going to get judged all the time. And maybe somebody saw this flower left on their windscreen and thought, oh, like, why is this here? I don't need a flower. This is just in the way or whatever. But as long as you are aligning your actions with your values of life, so like your values of, like mine are love, truth, honesty, vulnerability. Like I'm aligned with my values whenever I did that act of putting the flowers in the windscreen. So it doesn't matter what anyone thinks about me because I have my integrity. So like just know that you are going to get judged. You know, people are always going to critique us, but it doesn't matter as long as we know ourselves so well and why we're doing what we're doing. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks if your intentions are pure and aligned with your values. So sometimes in times of weakness, like, you know, that we want to go back to self-sabotage and old patterns and habits, it's really good to think of your family and friends and remind yourself that, you know, you want to be inspiring and full of energy and present and loving for them. And that can keep us motivated. So like, we only can like look after and be there for others if we are stable and looking after ourselves. Like if we're mentally not right and we're just, you know, not looking after ourselves, we're not able to look after others. So I think that's really motivating. Like, to keep your human connections going and sustained, you have to look after yourself. So try to self-talk to yourself as you would talk to like your friends and family. Even like, let's say you find that you're critiquing yourself, like your body and your personality, saying, oh, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not enough, oh, I'm so flawed, I don't have a good job. Instead, speak to yourself like you would talk to your best friend or a family member. Like, I'm sure you'd agree that all your friends and family members are enough. They're all beautiful, they're all perfectly shaped, they're all unique, they're all wonderful in their own way. So why would you say that to yourself? You know, it's really important that we start treating ourselves like a best friend, and then, you know, we just do call in our soul tribe because we're thinking kind thoughts, we're kind to ourselves, and we attract people that are on the same vibration as us. We are all uniquely beautiful in our own way. All of our friends and family are all enough, and you are enough. And again, that aligns with the value of just like having non-judgment for ourselves, for others, just like loving everyone and ourselves for who we are right now. Having an open heart, like to loving yourself and giving love to others, lets the light in to help us heal. And being vulnerable is like so key on our healing journey to really like getting deep connections with others. It's like the more vulnerable you start being with your friends and your family, and just remember, like, you have to risk them not like leaving your life. You have to be so vulnerable, but be willing to risk it all, honestly. As soon as you be vulnerable and speak your truth, and I mean being vulnerable by sharing thoughts aligned with your values, whenever you start doing this, you are going to develop such deep connections, I promise you. And you know, you're just going to be around the most amazing people. And the people that leave your life whenever you start being vulnerable are the ones that are not in your soul tribe, that don't belong. So you're doing yourself a favor. You're keeping the people in your life that lift up your energy and make you feel better and help you on living your truth and your best life. And as you work on your inner world by doing all of this, by getting clear on your values, by being vulnerable, by listening to others, your outer world is going to start to reflect this back into you. And it's just mad, like, how everything you want to manifest is going to suddenly just slowly happen over time. So the more you do this inner work, the outer world is going to reflect that. And if you're thinking that you really want to meet new people, plan to go to fun events that you want to go to. And, like, you know, just be smiley and open, and you'll meet people at these events that could be in your soul tribe. Or else just even, you know, having conversations with your co-workers or your family, just saying, oh, I'm going to this event on Wednesday, if you want to come. Like, that way you will find your soul tribe because you have similar interests, you know, going to the same type of events. And it's so fun just to get out and socialize and, you know, meet cool people, because again, that connection is the opposite of, like, depression and addiction. It's so important we get out of our own way. And, you know, I always thought I was an introvert whenever I was, like, really low and in a bad headspace. But I think, you know, we all have a part of us that just needs that connection. We need to be seen and heard and listen to others. And one of my favorite things about connecting to other humans is realizing that we're all the exact same, that we all share the same struggles, fears, hopes, dreams, worries. Like, we all are just consciousness in a different human body. And there's something lovely and heartwarming about that. Like, sometimes we can feel so alone with our struggles and our worries, but the moment we open up to others, we realize that, no, like, we're all in this together. Like, we are walking each other home. So yeah, I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. It would mean so much to me if you would share this on your socials, and I am looking forward to speaking with you next week. Have a great week.